one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why we'll be all gonna die.
If you came of age in the 60s, I'm sure you'll recognize that short clip. Those are the famous words from I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die, Rag by Country Joe and the Fish, along with Blowin' in the Wind by Peter, Paul and Mary, Masters of War by Bob Dylan, Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon, I Ain't Marchin' Anymore by Phil Oakes, and many, many others. The Fixin' to Die, Rag, with Country Joe's characteristic dark humor, captured the rage of a generation unable to stomach the vicious imperial war that was Vietnam. Protest music like his was key to galvanizing resistance against the war. Country Joe McDonald passed away this last month at the age of 84. In 1969, 300,000 to 400,000 people heard Joe play this song at Woodstock. Now, the Fish usually had a cheer for concert goers. Give me an F, give me an I, give me an S, give me an H. What does that spell? But at Woodstock, Country Joe, playing solo acoustic guitar, substituted another four-letter word beginning also with F. Imagine hundreds of thousands of people screaming the profanity at once with a clear-cut message. F the warmongers, F the capitalist pigs, F the racist, sexist, imperialist project of the United States. Joe frequently and effectively deployed satire to get his points across. In the Harlem Song from 1971, he brilliantly mocks the white tourists who flock to Harlem as a cheap and exotic spot to vacation. Never mind the racist and patronizing attitudes they brought along with them and the resentments of the Harlem residents themselves. Here's a clip from that song.
Glorious, breathtaking, spectacular. Relax in the grandeur of America's yesteryear. Harlem, land of enchanting contrasts, where the romantic past touches hands with the exciting present. First, the pleasure of being received with warmth and genuine hospitality. Then, the easy adjustment to the comfort and style of superb meals, exotic beverages, colorful entertainment, and dynamite action. Doing all the wonderful things that wonderful vacations are made of. At wonderful savings, too. Yes, come to Harlem, the happy meeting ground for families with large wants and small budgets.
See colorful Harlem in New York City. Come treat yourself some Ritz and
Joe was a red diaper baby, born in 1942 to two members of the Communist Party. His mother, Florence Plotnick, was a radical Jewish activist. His father, Warden McDonald, also an activist, was later called up before the House Un-American Activities Committee, which subsequently cost him his job. They named their baby boy after Joseph Stalin. During World War II, Stalin, who hailed from the countryside, was often referred to as Country Joe. The nickname then attached itself to Joe McDonald as well. As a naive 17-year-old, Joe joined the Navy for a 3-year stint in Japan. It was through this experience that he came by his sympathies for the working-class men who were called up to enforce U.S. interests abroad. Joe rightly realized the soldiers and sailors were not to blame for overseas atrocities perpetrated by his country, and he became a lifelong advocate for veterans. In 1986, he released an album titled Vietnam Experience about the horrific legacy of that war. This is a clip from the song Vietnam Never Again.
I'd like to be a general in the Pentagon instead of a foot soldier here in Vietnam. I'd like to be a congressman in Washington, D.C. instead of firebase base surrounded by V.C. I'd like to be a businessman selling guns and planes instead of in this bunker with rounds coming in. Press. Instead of hearing caisson with shrapnel in my chest, I'll be in on you to my heart and mind. I'll be in on you, baby, hold me for my time.
Following Joe's discharge from the Navy, he drifted to Berkeley, where he quickly became part of the countercultural scene. In 1965, he helped found the band Country Joe and the Fish. The name Fish was lifted from a Mao Tse-tung quote, "Revolutionaries must move amongst the people as a fish swims in the sea." Drawing on the musical traditions of folk and the blues, the Fish morphed into an electronic rock band. Political themes were their staple. Here's another clip from a song called Superbird, released in 1967, about LBJ.
Look up yonder in the sky now. What is that, I pray? It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a man insane. It's my president, LBJ. He's flying high, we're up in the sky, just like Superman. But I have got a little piece of kryptonite. Yes, I'll bring it back to land. Said, come out, Lyndon, with your hands held high. Drop your guns, baby, and reach for the sky. I've got you surrounded and you ain't got a chance. Send me back to Texas, make you work on your ranch, yeah, yeah.
By 1970, Country Joe and the Fish had split up. Joe continued primarily as a solo artist, releasing albums with feminist, environmental, and anti-war themes. He was more a free spirit than a radical like his parents, but he knew where his sympathies lay. He's a reminder of the ways that cultural expressions of outrage and sorrow and resistance help social justice movements grow and coalesce. In just a minute, I'm going to close our show with the recording, albeit radio censored, of Joe's most famous performance at Woodstock. Now, here is Country Joe at the Woodstock Festival in 1969.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on the Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when they're blowing them all the kingdom come. Sing it! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Louder! Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I
some people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you out there. I want you to start singing.